Blog Talk Radio.
Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince every Saturday evening, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time from 9 to 10. Tonight will be from 9 to 9:45. The future shows will be 1 hour in length. And this is Hoodoo Central, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, revolutionary, and evolutionary from a pan-African spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, spiritual walk, and works along this life path and journey. I would like to take this time to welcome each and every one of you present with me at this time in the chat. Kalahat, Divine Peace and Blessing, Fire Witch, Imani Sankofa. Just for the moment, Queen B1 and Sanadia. Also, I would like to introduce and welcome Ifa Tumbe, who is our new temple community administrator. She may have temporarily dropped out of chat. She just dropped back in, so please do meet and greet her at this time. I'm still with you. I'm just having a slight issue here, but I am with you. I'm going to start with our prayer. Ishu ale wana ko siwere awu onbu uto ni iwo ara afungo ofi. O batala mi ita ni iwo oni yo aban Ishu. Ishu is the respected elder who flaws, confronts, and uncovers fools. The one versed in mystery uses truth to own you. He calls the scattered to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. Aboru, aboye, aboshiche, ashe, may our Igbo reach our room, may our Igbos be accepted. May our Igbos allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, ashe and ashe. Tonight, here on Hoodoo Central, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, I will be sharing the wisdom, science, and understanding of weighing down lines. This is how you tell who your friends are. This is how you tell who your enemies are. And this is how you keep evil out of your space. Now, those of you who've been with me for a little while, you may know, I want to give you just a quick breakdown, and then I'm going to tell you exactly how to do what I'm talking about in practice. The practice of laying down a line is as specific to New Orleans as hoodoo is specific to New Orleans. Laying down a line, again, is a way of telling who your enemies are, for they are unable to cross the line. This is not myth. This is not movie magic. This is an actual traditional historical hoodoo practice specific here to New Orleans. And some of you may have heard me say before, the red Creole brick dust was the favorite brick to utilize for laying down the line. But understand, there are various ways to lay down a line, and I'm going to describe them and explain them in detail for you at this time. The most common form of laying down a line is, of course, the brick dust or mineral dust of various kinds, whether it be quartz, rose quartz, whatever is the abundant high vibrational quartz variety available to the region. Some people often also use, particularly in the Hispanic and Latino communities, cascarilla or eggshell powder. Eggshell powder is used in many ritual practices to purify and cleanse not only ritual items and altars, but also persons, places, or things. So this is commonly also used to lay down a line. Now let me quickly explain that laying down a line is not the same thing as drawing a magical circle or drawing bebes, as they were. Magical circles, squares, bebes are used more likely than not to invoke spirit, to draw down a specific force or deity into any given ritual ceremony or service. Whereas laying down a line is specifically a line, and it is often followed the four-corner, four-squared design. So if you are laying down a line around your home, you will want to cover the four main or major corners that would represent the square property or the square space that you are protecting or enveloping. So eggshell powder or cascarilla, as it is utilized in the Hispanic Santeria and Lukumi cultures. Often coffee is also used. But more importantly, it is how the powder or mineral is prepared in laying down the line. As with any faith-based religion, ritualized religion. It is the anointing. It is the invoking of the power, of the energy, of the intention that is blended into the material at the time of the beginning or the actual laying down process, as it were. Many people will chant specific ritualized spells during the preparation process of actually powderizing the brick or the eggshell powder, mantras of various sorts. And I'm not going to get too deeply into those because they are diverse and varied. And you want to use as specific a mantra or invocation as you prepare your product as possible, specific to you, your situation, and the endeavor and result that you are trying to gain and activate. Another form of laying down the line, if I may include that before I forget, is use of oil, particularly virgin olive oil. Virgin olive oil is not specific to sanctified churches. It is used in many cultures as an anointing, healing agent. It is often also used to lay down a line. Also, powdered resins, frankincense resin, myrrh resin, dragon's blood resin. Now, some of these resins, depending on where you are located, can be more difficult to acquire. So I would suggest utilizing online search engines and locating the product, or just contacting me directly here at the House of the Divine Prince. And as always, I must remind you my website is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, and 360 degrees of power and understanding. www.houseofthedivineprince.com. So if you ever have questions or comments about any of the materials mentioned in either this show, Hoodoo Central, on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, or House of the Divine Prince Live from New Orleans on Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, please do just contact me, and I'll assist you in any way in the preparation and acquiring of the materials necessary for any of the processes that I will be sharing with you during the Hoodoo Central broadcast on Saturday nights at 9. So again, brick dust powder, various other mineralized stones like crystal, rose quartz. Rose quartz is a very common stone. You'd be surprised what suburbs and cities you find rose quartz just lying on the street, and it's generally not clear or it's opaque. It's clear and see-through as the rose quartz that you would generally get, let's say, at a store. It's typically much denser. You do see the pink rosiness present in the stone, but it's often lying in various places. Another common stone or mineral is lava rock. Red volcanic rock is often used now for decorative-type endeavors in the yard, depending on where you are in the country, of course. And it is often used in the same means to lay down a line, and it is powdered and chanted over and prayed over in the same manner and then laid down. So when you're laying down in the square, you want to always begin at the front door. Then you want to move in a counterclockwise motion. Counterclockwise. This is very important. People, you know, often think, I think because it's instinctive to do these things in a clockwise motion. And indeed, when you are forming magical circle squares, in those usages, even bebes are often laid down in a clockwise motion, or from north to east to south to west and then back to north again. But but when laying down a line, you want to move in a counterclockwise motion. Remember, this is to expose the enemy, those who would otherwise seek to do harm. Now, a part of the equation of laying down a line for many people is visibility. particularly in communities and cultures where the practice is common. Visibility not only shows your intention, acts as a warning of possible spiritual entrapment for anyone doing any type of harm, but it also is a way of aerosolizing, as it were, the product, particularly when dealing with those who would seek to do harm who are not knowledgeable of the ritual processes that are being used. So they may often break the line, maneuver it in some way that will be visible, but also aerosolizing the powder or the material into the air, making some type of contact with them or on them. Now, something else that I often do also when I'm laying down my line is to not only chant and pray, but to sing or utilize CD-recorded material of ritualized ceremonies, particularly if you are crowned or operating under any specific deities and you're doing this process alone. It's very difficult, obviously, to play all roles in this function if you're doing this alone. So I, you know, by all means support the usage of CDs. Particularly now today, there are many quite authentic recordings, live as well as studio recorded ritualized music. I will be producing and presenting some of that coming to you in the coming month. More than likely sooner than later, sooner than Christmas. So please do remember to look out for that. Also, in laying down the line, if we may go back just for a moment, you want to clean your space, whether it's an inside line or an outside line. Now, you want to use ammonia solution, obviously, and I prefer the clear, fuzzy ammonia, which is, you know, very commonly located at Walgreens or Walmart. I prefer that. It does produce a slight foam, fuzzy, you know, fuzzy product to it, and I use that to completely cleanse the entire house before laying down a line. And generally when I move new into a place, I will do this before I even begin to move any of my personal items into the house. Now, obviously, if you're already in a place, then, you know, you can just as easily go back and clean, wipe everything down, move some things out of the way, hit the corners, and then, you know, put down your ammonia and then lay down your line. If you're laying your line outdoors, you want to sprinkle straight ammonia. Don't necessarily dilute it, but just sprinkle the ammonia in the general area by which you are then going to lay down your line. I'm going to take a short musical break. And typically during the Saturday night Hoodoo Central shows, I'm only going to take one break, but I'm going to do it about 10 minutes earlier than I'm going to be doing it in the future. I have to attend something real quickly. But I would like to say that I'm humble and grateful for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice at this time, present in the live chat, as well as in all the various other means of accessing the show. And I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Alafia, divine peace and blessings. I would like to remind you that our calling number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. This is our live listen-in and call-in number each and every Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and now Saturday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio, live and in archive. We have about 15 minutes left in the show, but I welcome anyone present right now with us to call in with your questions or comments. That would be much preferred and easier for me right now than to try and read questions from the chat. Okay, now, Ammonia, yes, F.E. Fatumbe has described, does repel unwanted reptiles away from the house as well as spiritual forces. Now, sulfur kalahad is typically used in certain ritualized spells dealing with certain, I'll say ambiguous forces. But they definitely can draw demonic forces and evil entities. Even if you remember Charmed, which is obviously fictional, but had quite a bit of interesting correlations with reality in it. Sulfur was often a sign of negative or evil presences. But sulfur is used extensively in ritual practices throughout Ifa, ATR, hoodoo, voodoo, and other various world ritualized practices, usually in conjuration and manifestation rituals. And if you send me an email, I'll be glad to respond to that in greater detail. Again, our call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. We have about 15 minutes left in the show. We are talking about laying down a line, laying down a line. Now, you can also, and it's important to lay down spiritual lines or mental lines, etherical lines, while you are formalizing your ritual process, but also in preparation for it. You can also create lines around yourselves in certain other not necessarily definable spaces, households, community groups, a certain grouping of coworkers lines can be drawn. But it has to be done, again, consciously, verbally, but also spiritually, mentally, or intuitively. And Ifa Tumbi, for those in our live chat, has placed the call-in number, area code 347-215-8967. I will be glad to attend to any questions or comments in this remaining 14 minutes of the show. Laying down of lines has been a part of human culture, I believe, since we began to live in collective communities. Often to draw or some type of separation between ourselves and the perils of nature, wild animals, things of this nature, getting into the living quarters, particularly at night, particularly after dark. So the laying down of lines goes back to the beginning of spirituality and religion itself. And it has been done in various forms, materials, since its inception. The practices that I am sharing with you this evening are those specific to Hoodoo, Obeah, and often specific to New Orleans. But I will occasionally cover practices that we do here in New Orleans but may have an origin from outside of the city. New Orleans has been an international port city since its inception. So we have many ancient traditions that have made their way into our localized Hoodoo Obeah practice via Haiti, via the Caribbean, via Europe, Native American cultures and traditions, and even to some degree Asian cultures and traditions. I think the Asian presence is often overlooked here in America, particularly in the American South and California. I know my homestead, as it were, of Louise, Mississippi, we've had an Asian presence in that town since before I was born, to my understanding. And that is in the center of the Delta of Mississippi, north of Jackson, and just a little further west going towards the Mississippi River. So this is not a metropolitan arena, as it were, if there is any metropolitan arena in Mississippi, save maybe Jackson, Mississippi. But to me, Jackson is just a small town. But to know and to understand the Asian presence has decades and in some cases over a century of presence here in our culture. And they have, in many cases, blended aspects of that culture to the practice. But I will attempt to generally offer you the more authentic New Orleans past and present practice. Another form of laying down a line is with rocks, stones, and crystals. They offer a visible representation of a line, but maybe just a slightly more obscure, not necessarily as obvious to the visitor as the obvious red brick line. The stones, again, go back to the beginning of time. Stonehenge and many other stone encampments throughout the world, ancient world, reference in many ways or similarities to laying down a line. And I say laying down a line because they are typically not, when we think of circular, spherical, Stonehenge is not a ritual circle, as it were, a veve, as it were. There's no real evidence that it was used to call something more so than to use to view that, you know, outer space and that night sky and the changing seasons tides, but also as a protective spiritual circle. Within the circle, often it's representative of the universe, of all creation. The crystal ball is representative of the universe, of all creation. The spherical archetype typically is representative of all creation. So in its own way, it is a line, as it were. It's just not squared. And I'm being very careful with my words because I'm trying not to digress, which some of you know is very easy for me to do. And I'm getting a whole Masonic dialogue in my head as I talk to you, and I don't want to digress into that. And I'll do a separate show for that because that would greatly explain some of the terminology that I'm using, such as squaring a circle, which is a classic Masonic mystery school philosophy and understanding. And it does indeed have a basis in both magical circles as well as laying down of lines. But I don't want to digress, particularly with only 45 minutes show to do this. So I'm sure somebody will remind me to go back to that at a future time. But again, if there are any questions or comments, please do let me know or let Ifa Tumbi know, and she'll nudge me. Otherwise, I would prefer you to give me a call at area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967 with your questions or comments. Laying down a line, it can expose your enemies, particularly when it's known, but often when it's not known. to give you a quick 60-second experience that I had. I had someone in the temple who I had, you know, from the beginning had some reservations about, but, you know, had no reason to bar them, as it were. And one day, this person came into the temple, and they had this very unusual energy on. And it stood out to me so much that I made reference to it. And the response was not what I expected. Let's just say that. So I knew I was dealing with a jinn, with something supernatural. And I have, as I tell the story, I'm going to now introduce another form of laying down a line, which is above the head. As it is above, so shall it be below. It's often a utilized metaphysical philosophy utilized in voodoo. So I will often not only lay down lines at your feet, but also above the head. Excuse me. And many of the old New Orleans architecture here has the old doorways with the thick molding and the little ledge above each doorway in the house. So much so that I can put jars of herbs on these ledges. I keep my sandalwood powder. I keep frankincense and myrrh powder on these ledges. And this is another form of laying down the line. I also create magic wands of copper and various gemstones and then pack them with a magical material and place them above these flat plane archways or doorways in the house. And this person was unable to pass through this archway. While they were demonstrating, for lack of a better word, I just kind of backed through this doorway into the next room, but continued the conversation and sort of beckoned them to enter, and they were unable to do so. Again, another powerful way of laying down a line is to lay them above where they're not seen. Peace and blessings, seers of the soul, and thank you so much for being with us. Yes, indeed, the circle is never ending. As I explained early in the show, however, circles are very different than laying down a line. And circles are typically used in invocations, all various forms of ritual processes, not only to define a line or barrier or separation of space, but also to invoke. And more often than not, these circles have circles within them. So the practitioner will be within one circle and will be invoking some spirit form, force, or entity into that outer circle, but that force is, as it were, limited to that space. And typically that is the usage of circles. Now, when you talk about talismans, which use circles, which we wear physically, protective talismans, which may have angelic writing or various other symbolic writing, and those talismans act as a protective force unto themselves. But tonight we're talking specifically about laying down a line within your space, your person, and within an environment. And in previous shows, we've also talked about interdimensionalism. Yes, indeed, seers of the soul, we have that like in kind. I, too, have Cherokee ancestry and quite a bit of my hoodoo upbringing is infused with Seminole and Cherokee teachings. So indeed, we have that in like. And again, our call-in listening number live each and every Saturday night and Wednesday night is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. We have about 2 minutes left in the show. I want to thank each and every one of you for being present with us this evening. Seers of the Soul, Queen B1, just for the moment, Imani Sankofa, our temple administrator, Ifa Tumbe, our special guest, 4063. Thank you so much for being present with us. Gogo Nana Umare, please check out Gogo Nana Umare here at Block Talk Radio. Click on her profile right now and also check her out on Facebook. I will be featuring with her on Facebook. We'll be sharing and discussing and teaching on healing. I'm working on the Queen's Chamber as we speak. I hit a wrong button and kind of deleted much of the page, so I'm going to have to rebuild the Queen's Chamber on tomorrow. But on tomorrow, the Queen's Chamber will now be featuring Gogo Nana Umare here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Queen Ifama. So please do continue to visit my website, www.houseofdivinefriends.com, and visit the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber. Also, my virtual store, my virtual temples, and just support us. Also, remember to click on the little red heart on your radio player. Mark us as a favorite. Also, visit these advertisements. That is another way of supporting the show and the temple by clicking on and visiting the advertisements that Blog Talk Radio has placed on the show. Tonight I see affordable health care. I see something from AT&T. I see something about Katie Holmes. So just kind of check those out for me. I'm not endorsing for or against any specific product that Blog Talk Radio is selling on the page, but it is a way of showing your support for the show. I eat something from the Publisher's Clearinghouse, so check that out. So please do join me Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Time. Also, Wednesday night, 7 to 9 U.S. Central Standard Time, Saturday, 9 to 10 U.S. Central Standard Time, and this Tuesday with Gogo Nana Umare, where we will discuss healing. For more information, check me out here as well as on Facebook. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to each and every one of you. All is a deed of blessing and revelation and manifestation. And remember, I specialize in results. Peace and blessings.